AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, where we're located,
this place right here,
it's called Augusta, Georgia, the heart of the South. Yeah, man, the other A-town. You might not know about Augusta, but it's raw down here. Augusta. Shit get real.
Yeah, get down here, 85 South. That's all we on tonight. You know, about to give these people hell of a show. They know what it is. They out here. So yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah! What's up, Augusta? The 85 South Show is in the building. Where are my 85 percenters? Make some noise. We about to tear this place up in here. Make sure you tell somebody what you're seeing and hear tonight. You are witnessing greatness. On my right side, you guys ready to have some fun? Say hell yeah! Keep the house dark for me. Keep it dark for me. Keep it dark for me. On my right side, you guys ready to get the show started? Say hell yeah! On my left side, if you're ready to get the show started, say hell yeah! All my weed smokers in the middle, if you ready to get the show started, say hell yeah. Stand up, Augusta. Take your phones out. Stand up. You are witnessing greatness tonight. You are witnessing the next kings of comedy. Augusta, I'm going to need you guys to make as much noise as you can. If you ready to get the show started, say hell yeah. Augusta, start clapping right now. This is the 85 South Show!
What's the teller?
Where we at? We in Augusta, Georgia. How y'all feel, Augusta?
This shit looks so good.
How y'all feel tonight?
Uh-oh.
How y'all feel tonight?
People on the side, what's that?
People in the back, what it do?
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Them people seats all the way in the back looking like a headlight. Look at this shit.
They in the top right corner.
They in the top.
Y'all niggas in the pocket up there.
They in the last seats. They in the last.
That ain't even this building. They next door. They got tickets to the show next door.
Y'all can sit down.
Oh, that's a good
have a seat.
What's happening, hey, Augusta?
We in Augusta, Augusta.
We in Augusta.
Augusta, Augusta. Augusta, Augusta. Augusta, Augusta. Hey, where the pretty ladies at in Augusta? Where the pretty ladies at in Augusta?
Where the pretty ladies at in Augusta? She stood up with it.
Ooh, come here. I lick every line on your body. You better.
Her titties ain't fake. Ooh. I bet she make a real good pound cake. Ooh. Hey, I said her titties ain't fake. Ooh. I bet she make a real good pound cake.
Hold up, chief. You need to stop her. I bet she make some good peach cobbler. I said, chief. You need to stop her. I bet she makes some good peach cobbler.
I said, DC, what? She know what I want. What? Cause her arm look like a croissant. Hey, she know what I want. Both of her arms look like a croissant.
With no sugar.
Oh, man. We came to talk right that shit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we done.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah! Augusta, what's up? Boy, it look like we had a graduation in this motherfucker, boy.
This shit's so lit. Oh, my
God. They got us. We having a show at the basketball game. This a bitch.
Oh, my goodness. This the home of what? Pastor Troy?
Yup.
Wallah! Hey, y'all tell that nigga stop making them stupid-ass commercials. Call 1-800. That's the master. If you in pain, call 411 pain.
You know, boy, you saw the one where he was doing the insurance commercial in the PT Cruiser.
Oh,
like, nigga, don't nobody drive no goddamn PT Cruiser.
Well,
boy, I saw about 5 ladies fall trying to walk in heels coming in this bitch.
You know, goddamn.
I saw
well.
One bitch flip all the way over.
You know you don't wear no heels. You should have put on them goddamn Air Force Ones and came on to the show like you supposed to.
My heels too small. They know they can't walk. They're like walking on ice. And I'm looking.
Hey, you know who else from Augusta fly?
What?
Jane Brown, nigga.
Oh! It's a nigga right now.
So you
hold up, I found Jane Brown cousin. Come on, come on. Get
come
it
on,
to me.
Get up, come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Hit it, hit it. When I'm in the top of the top. Tip,
y'all ain't shit.
That nigga is stupid.
Niggas talk about mumble rap. James Brown was the first mumble rapper, nigga.
You couldn't tell me Jane Brown ain't had roaches. Good God, damn it, go another one. Shit.
Sit in the jail. No.
Hold up, fool. Don't move. Shit.
Talk about him in the jail now. Come on.
Kill the roach. Got kill the roach.
Tell me, come on, y'all.
Got kill the roach.
I think they killed the roach.
Y'all assholes.
Man, James is a legend, nigga.
In Augusta. Dude.
Hey. What I'm gonna do with you? Your finger hurt.
Nah, she been practicing beating the dick and it hurt her hand.
Yep.
She was like, I'm gonna catch Carlos. Ah.
I don't wanna deal with nobody who that rough with a dick that she hurt herself.
You a professional coin flipper.
Listen. You know she a freak. She saw Jack in underhand, nigga. I was jacking Carlos. I'm like,
them balls.
Man, I know she must got the balls and the dick at the same time. Multitask.
Tell you how you know she lying? My dick ain't even set up like that. They ain't gonna do nothing if you jack it like that. I'm overhanded. She got to overhand my shit, man.
You must drive underhand. You be one of the ones that... Bitch gonna hurt her whole wrist trying to turn the whole goddamn wheel around.
Break dancing.
You be all right.
She said, I broke,
She said, I broke a bone in my hand, Carlos. What's up? Like, she want that nigga to put him on her insurance or something. What's up?
Bro, if she broke a bone in her hand by herself, you know she don't want to fuck with me. I break that bone in her ass.
You know, old people, they just break bones. She just fell.
God damn it. I think I done broke some shit.
Didn't shit even happen. She just fell asleep on that bitch.
Yep.
What type of those them is? Them swoosh those. Swoosh.
Them the doors.
Shit. Swoosh.
Old kitchen doors, nigga. It's a kitchen back there.
That don't goddamn, what that is, deep blue sea doors.
Yeah, like on a boat. That matter of fact, this shit do look like we on a fucking boat.
We in a Titanic.
Like we in the bottom of a Carnival cruise line right now. And this is the last show.
This is why all the niggas came in the Titanic. They like, they don't know nothing about this spot.
Nope.
Ain't that a bitch? Four niggas just came out that kitchen. That's crazy. Look,
them niggas heard us talk. Hey, man, y'all niggas talking about us. What the fuck, bro? We work hard back here.
What they What's feed up, y'all? Baby? Popcorn? This ain't no motherfucking movie, nigga. Around.
I like this guy.
Do we look like a movie, bitch?
Bro, you ain't see this audience. Bro, look at all these thick, fine-ass women.
Oh, yeah.
What shit the fuck good. Is you making noise for, sir?
He got titties.
I said, look at all these thick, fine women. The white dude said, woo!
Hey, who, ain't that my man from what Knoxville? The? That's the white dude
that
from
is
Knoxville
white
right
from
there.
From Knoxville.
What's that nigga, Timbo Ray? What's up, Timbo
still
Ray?
Got, he still got that stupid-ass bang, though.
And they got that Hitler bang. Shout out to all the gangster ass niggas in Augusta. I seen y'all coming in.
Yep. They driving them conversion vans. Go on, lay that third row back there. You know, you can turn that into a bed right there.
I see you, OG. You and that bitch cookout clean, my nigga. That white shorts with the little button up with the goddamn glasses sitting on top of the hat.
You look like you won a competition at the electric slide, nigga. You just look like you a bust. I hope my turn.
That nigga look like he sell timeshares, boy. What the fuck? So you got $10, right? That nigga got on a Kangol. That nigga got his sunglasses on top of his Kangol hat. That nigga stupid. They gonna be looking for them bitches. He's like, oh my goddamn glass.
Then his wife gonna be helping him. You had him when we was at the show. I know, baby. What I do with him? I don't know. Keep looking. Excuse me, cause y'all make an announcement. It's a pair of Ray-Bans missing.
I ain't lost a motherfucking thing. Somebody stole my goddamn glasses. That's what that was. I ain't even gonna look for the shit.
Where I'm you was sitting at, sir? Where you was sitting at?
I was on the front. I was on the goddamn front.
Cause you know we got money. We sat up front. Nigga, I always want to say you got money. Nigga, you stole them seats. Shut up.
We shit. Appreciate y'all, Augusta. We sold this bitch out.
Look at this shit. Ooh, this shit lit. Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, what's up, lady? I can't see you. It's dark.
Hey, man, sure we can't see
you. You came to see me? You can see me? Turn the light on. Let me see.
Niggas got nervous. Niggas said,
turn the lights on. I can't see these.
We gotta see who we're here.
They ain't got no lights in the back. They were like, we ain't gonna do that right there.
Yeah, they up there in that Muppet Baby corner. You know you the Muppet Babies, but
you need a flashlight.
No, not them lights. I wanna see these motherfuckers right
there
here.
Yeah, we up top right there. We all shit. Look at this, nigga. They in this bitch. We in this bitch in Augusta. Shout out to that side right there.
They don't have no lights in this section. Ain't no lights up here. Ain't no front lights. What the fuck going on? Ain't no front lights. I want to see what the people in the front look like. Turn the goddamn lights on. There you go. Turn the motherfucking lights on.
Lights on.
Turn the motherfucking lights on. Turn the motherfucking lights on. Turn the motherfucking lights on.
Hold up. Wait. Look at Auntie braids. Oh! Them braids are ugly as fuck, bro. Hold up. You scared? What the fuck, bitch, are them dresses?
She don't know. She was like, bitch, fuck it, let's go.
See, this nigga in the front don't stand a chance what? Wearing these pink-ass, tight-ass pants.
He work at Enterprise.
Hey, DC, you know I came here to kick it. The gay girl in the front got a dildo in her purse.
What the fuck? She got a dick in the bag.
Just so you know, she bought the small one so she can fuck her girl at the show. Like, bitch, don't move.
She got a dick in her bag.
Wait, who ass here?
She got a dick in her bag.
She told me to bring my ass here.
Got a dick.
Oh, bring your ass
here. She told me bring my ass here.
She wants you to bring your ass there.
She told me bring my ass here.
She wants some dick, DC.
Want some dick,
DC. She wants some dick, DC. Dick, DC.
This what you want.
Dick, DC. She wants some dick, DC. Dick, DC.
Y'all turn this shit off.
Stop, stop.
Stop. We gotta see who in here.
We gotta stop. Her coochie getting wet. Her coochie getting wet.
She ain't know that was gonna happen. She gonna have to go in there and change them Calvin Klein boxes she got on.
Hey man, I don't know if y'all noticed, but these women ain't got tough as a motherfucker, man.
What happened,
the girl sent me a picture of her pussy and then she go right under it on soft.
On soft?
Times have really changed, bro.
I don't want no on hard pussy, lady. If your pussy get hard, stay away from me. This bitch got an erection. I don't want to do it to her no
more.
That
pussy do get hard when they shave. That little bumps and shit, that little hurt shit right there, that shit.
Oh.
That shit hurt. That shit
look
feel like sandpaper.
Look like you got that Nestle Crunch on your pussy, man.
And she wants you to go down and eat it. I'm like, bitch, I'm not finna lick no concrete. You get up, she talking about your lips and shit. I know.
Ladies, you better stop letting these aggressive-ass ladies wax your pussy, too. Some of them don't look the same after you get them waxed. Them pussies be looking sad. Mm-hmm. Make a nigga want to talk to it like, why the long face, little fella? Shout out to all these black-ass police officers. How y'all doing? They sent four black police officers to make us feel safe.
Yeah.
I still don't feel safe, man. I don't trust no police. No disrespect, guys, but you niggas are only friendly sometimes. Motherfuckers be making you feel like they fuck with you. You talked about it before. Them police, especially the black ones, they come up to you talking slang and shit. What's up with you, my nigga? How you feel, bro? Yeah, you was going a little fast, but what's going on, man? You speaking and shit, you straight. All right, hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. You're going to jail!
1412, yeah, we got two dreadlock murderers in the front seat of a Chevy Caprice. Yeah, I smell weed and cocaine, so if you can send two white people down here so we can really scare them, that'll be great.
Chico, so we can really
Chico,
scare
how the fuck he smell the cocaine?
Exactly.
Cocaine got a smell.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
That nigga said cocaine sure does.
Especially that straight drop.
Smell good than a motherfucker, tell you, boy. I tell you that right now.
That nigga smell powder.
Salute to all the OGs in here that snow powder. We know you know how to manage it, nigga. You've been doing it since the 70s. Nigga, don't try to judge you because you on powder like you don't know how to conduct yourself when you snort a line. Stop doing that shit, Uncle Ray. Fuck you, nigga. Been doing this shit since Martin Luther King
was alive.
Long
you know how to goddamn control yourself, but they can't stay still.
The powder heads in here matter. Right now sweating real hard.
Yep.
Nah, the young niggas ain't on the powder. Them motherfuckers on them perk 30s in this bitch.
The powder head, I always act like they forgot something. God damn it.
You know what? You know what I forgot? You know what I forgot? My goddamn glasses. Where my glasses at, nigga?
You know what? I seen them, but shit, I don't see them.
Shout out to all the couples in here that shape just alike. Y'all both got the same body.
Well, the same clothes, stupid ass. Wear a shirt.
Now, turn the music off. This is serious business. Hey, fellas. Grown men. You remember when you was 20, you could fuck all night?
Yeah.
You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men can't fuck all night no more. If you want to go back to the days where you could fuck all night, I know the people at BlueChew.com, and they have given me a promo code so me and my partners can goddamn go get the Blue Chew pills and fuck these women all night long, because that's what they want these days.
Really?
Go to BlueChew.com and use the code 85SOUTHSHOW and get you a discount on your chewable BlueChew.com pills, because they good and they get make your meat get hard, harder. Not saying that nobody's lacking in that department, but I'm saying if you want to hit her with the rock, hit her with the motherfucking rock. Hey. Go to BlueChew.com. Hey. Use the promo code 85SOUTH. Now, I'm not saying that this is FDA approved or nothing, but you experiment with shit all the time. Why wouldn't you want to experiment with BlueChew.com?
Fellas, if you out of luck and you having problems getting it up, here's what you need to do. BlueChew.
BlueChew.com. Go get you some. Said BlueChew.com. And go get you some. Gonna you can make love to your lady.
Come on, y'all.
For a long, long time, and hit her with that wood. I swear to God, I ain't lying. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard.
Well, all the big people that's in a relationship, big couples.
I'm talking about like you got somebody big with
big
you.
Big, and both of y'all big. Just big and in love. There you go.
Y'all it's, sweat when y'all
nigga,
sleep.
Yeah, y'all gotta fuck from the side only, nigga. You. He said, no, fuck that, nigga. I'm mobile with mine, nigga.
Like, who go on top? Do y'all just be sitting there making a decision? Like, all right, nothing.
Shit, they both on top when they get on top.
Then both of their big ass got to get out their bed.
They got a ramp. When big people get out their bed, they got a ramp. They like, yep.
What y'all niggas do for fun here in Augusta?
Drive to Atlanta.
I'm telling you. That's it. That's all they do.
Who
drive
ain't here
to
from,
Atlanta and listen
who
to Patrick
from Atlanta? Anybody from Atlanta?
Well, why you move to Augusta?
They license were fucked up in Fulton County, move down here.
She talking about, hold up now. I'm just saying, bitch, don't nobody move.
I love Augusta. I think my wife live down here.
For real?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm the Augusta. These yeah, Augusta women appreciate your head, bro. You buy her a 2015 Honda.
A Honda
with the
what?
Sunroof, she'll be crying like hell in that Walmart parking lot quitting her job, bitch. It took so long to fuck with somebody real. Like, my nigga bought me a whole ass car, bitch. I'm finna quit and open my Instagram business on you all. I'm fucking with a real nigga. He already gave me like 4,000 and some.
2015? He loved
2000
her.
For real. With the rims
2015?
On it. With the rims on it.
A 2015
that nigga
Honda.
Love her.
Hey, with the goddamn rims.
Yeah.
2015 Honda.
What?
With the goddamn rims.
That's what she drove.
Get what no?
Yeah.
2015 Honda. Hey, that's real cool.
Come on.
You must love that bitch, cause I would bought her a 2002.
Yeah, I bought a Honda cause when we fuck, I'm never bored.
Yeah.
I could have bought her a Civic, but I said fuck it and bought my bitch an Accord.
Cause you ballin' like that.
Listen, we going outside.
Come on.
We finna take a ride.
And what?
But we broke down cause that Honda had 300,000 miles.
That's okay. Bought that bitch off Craigslist. 2,500 for the whole car. Take this. Took that bitch to her job. Parked it sideways. Like, what you doing? Can you come outside, babe?
Hey, you know that shit you did. It was so player. It's a brand new car. It just need a new alternator.
Come on.
And we gon' buy it out of Walmart for the low. That's my hoe. Drove the Honda to the store. Boom,
ooh, that's crazy. You got a Honda? Listen, y'all so childish. Do you got your title? Cause when I bought it, he told me that it was salvage. I don't even know what a salvage title means.
That mean that shit was fucked up and they tried to fix it.
Yeah, a dope dealer owned it before and crashed it running from them black police that they thought was their friend.
Hey, it was a 2015 Honda with the goddamn rims.
Where the ladies that ain't here to drive Hondas? I know it's some of y'all in here. Hey.
That ain't no good.
So that's all the Honda drivers in here?
What about a Toyota? Toyota.
Yeah.
Where the Nissans at?
Nissan.
Them bitches are breaking your car.
Nissan.
If a bitch drive a Nissan, she will break in your car.
Believe it. I don't know. I think, you know who I think got the best pussy? Them ladies that drive them Toyota Camrys, nigga. If the
Camry. Free ass bitch in a Toyota Camry. A Toyota Camry.
What you say?
She's a freaky ass bitch in a Toyota Camry. In a Toyota Camry.
You said a Toyota Camry. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I got one that just had a baby.
Damn.
But she's so goddamn fine. I'm buying diapers, wipes, and Pampers, and it ain't even mine.
Hold up. What's wrong, ma'am?
Wait, stop, hold up.
She like, let me see your ticket, bitch. Let me see your ticket.
Nah.
She like, hold up, let me count these seats. One,
two, who's still three. In seats?
Cause you know these seats ain't in order. They just put these bitches in here today.
Uh-oh.
Mama came up.
She like, yeah, your seat all the way up there. Go over there.
Mama came up.
Damn.
Now you gotta sit down in your seat all hot. From somebody else's ass. Skew me. Now sit your ass back down. Hey,
Black people hate being made fun of. She like, hey, everybody, excuse me.
Fuck y'all. I didn't think they was going to show up. I feel her. Hey, man, I got to do this, DC. Nigga, look, Jacquees in this motherfucker, man.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah. Right there with the jersey on. What's up, Jacquees? King of R&B in this motherfucker.
Nigga, guess what?
That's the Augusta version. His name Jacquees. Man, I'm going over here. Y'all ain't shit.
Jacquees. What's up, Jacquees? He don't say, who, yeah. He say, oh, nah.
This nigga stupid. Where they get these couches from?
Look, at Auntie coming back again. These motherfuckers got the game wrong. Ain't no way in the world.
They got these couches from an old-ass church. It's a house.
My nigga
church.
Got the barber cloak on. You been cutting hair, my nigga? Jack got off. Hell yeah.
He's a
Rastafarian. Nigga, your fingernail long as a motherfucker.
He's a Rastafarian.
What's up, girl?
Nigga ain't no goddamn Rastafarian.
What's up, my nigga?
That nigga just walking around.
Yeah, he about to walk. He's about to do his walk around.
Give him a dollar.
What's up, my nigga?
Give him a dollar.
Carlos in the crowd in Augusta, Georgia. Hey, ooh, 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 ooh.
Somebody got ranks.
Carlos
I smell
in the crowd in Augusta, Georgia. Hey, 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 ooh.
Somebody got ranks. I smell malt balls. Who got it?
Happy birthday, little chick. Some girl birthday back here by me.
Yeah. You,
she got her birthday bra on looking good. What's her name? Jazz. You came, what was you doing before you came up here? You was outside, I could tell because your forehead sweat a little bit. She ain't got no AC.
She in that Honda.
Honda got AC, it's the Toyota that ain't
What's
got
up,
AC.
What's up, nigga?
It's Toyota ain't got no AC.
Whole bunch of niggas with dreads in this bitch. Are we in Augusta or goddamn Aruba?
That's all a gangster nigga.
We in Miami. It's a lot of lace fronts out here. Shit.
Shout out to all the ladies.
I see them finger waves. I ain't gonna say shit.
Look at the lady.
She got some finger waves that she did in somebody's kitchen.
She got the blonde weave. Turn her back, got the blonde weave. Y'all got the Hulk Hogan weave.
They
the
can't
Hulk
even laugh Hogan. With them lace fronts. Cause they feel that wind coming up right there. They forgot to put that glue right.
Who else in here tonight? Let me
it's
see.
There's a bunch of people in here tonight,
Let me
man.
See who else in here. Where the I'm single ladies at? We got any singles?
Oh, shit. What a who?
Bruh, all the women in here said they were single tonight.
She got some big ass titties right here. She got some corporate titties.
They are big, but they been through something. Yep. I can tell.
She work at the courthouse. I can tell. Them courthouse titties. Need they a public like, defender titties right
they
there.
They look like they ain't happy to be here. They just hanging around me and Chess like it's whatever. It's whatever.
Shout out to all the ladies in the building that got the wide hips and the flat ass. Appreciate y'all tricking a nigga in the front.
Tricking?
You turn around, you been over built like a neck pillow. I'm like, damn.
What you not gonna do?
Been built like a neck pillow. Think it is stupid.
The lady said we don't talk shit about the fellas enough, so shout out to all my niggas with the black toenails who still wear sandals and flip-flops.
Oh, nah, I don't.
Nigga don't give a fuck.
I give a fuck. I'm not wearing no sandals. I had this bitch one time. My toe fucked up. I tell you, my big toe fucked up.
It fucked up like
Yeah, it's fucked up. It looked like, you know, the wood chips on the playground? That's what my shit looked like. Motherfucker gonna tell me, I want to suck your toes. No, you don't, ma'am. You gonna slice your tongue in half if you put my toe in your mouth.
You this know you can get them done.
To. You say, I get them done. But they be talking shit about me in the chair. Oh, Lord. Someone, I remember when you know your shit fucked up when they call another motherfucker out the back. Come by.
They had to put a new person on your feet. You start here.
They bring the old lady out the back that only come out for emergency. She come out. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Oh.
She don't even, and you know your shit fucked up when she don't even do nothing to him first. She just put that little oil on him and walk away. Shh, 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 shh.
Nah, they gotta soak mine first. They gotta do a whole lot of shit. Put him in the water, massage him, put him back in the water, put the little powder on, see it, then they come, then they go get that little drill. They go crazy across my shit.
That's why I stopped going. Bitch tried to cook my feet one time. Turned the water up real hot.
What?
I need mine hot like that. For
you
real.
You need yours hot?
Man, when they get to shaving with that little boy hitting that heel, I don't know how I got all that goddamn Parmesan cheese on my shit, but boy, she was knocking that shit off. I was like, man, I wore an 11 and a half. Now I wear a 6 and a half. God damn.
You had all that dead skin.
Skin, boy. It looked like I've been escaping slavery. But yeah. Salute to all the niggas with ugly feet. It's cool to have ugly feet if you're a man, but ladies, no, wait a minute.
You ever seen one when they had like the corn on them bitches? Like the corn on top of that motherfucker. It just sitting there.
Nah, the corn, you can deal with the corn. She might have played soccer when she was little, but that bunion looked like you got a shoulder on your foot.
Ain't that the same thing, though? Ain't the corn and the bunion the same thing?
Nah, the bunion the thing that hang off the side. Like, the bunion hang out the side of the sandal like he trying to escape the foot. Bitch, let me off of here. I'm trying to go back to my real family.
And the corns is the one that's on
the
top.
The corns on the toes, yeah.
Same shit.
I mean, that shit is kind of disheartening, but I just buy a bunch of socks. I done had to deal with a girl with some big ass feet before. They were big as fuck. But the, like, what really made me stop fucking with her is when she had to run to the car and she threw my Jordans on and busted back down on them bitches.
I would've hit that bitch in the back of her head. Come out!
She done turned your Jordans into some flip-flops. God. And ladies, that's another thing. If you stop fucking with that nigga, throw that nigga shorts away, all right? Don't be keeping them old nigga shorts at the house. You walk around with a nigga that played for another high school. Bitch, I ain't go there. Take them motherfuckers off.
I don't give a fuck. Long as you ain't wearing my shit, wear that shit. Cause I'm gonna take it off anyway.
Now would be the perfect time to say shout out to all the abusive women out here whooping niggas ass cause you can't control your feelings.
Right. Why you throw your hands up like that, ma'am? Right. She was like, gang, gang, nigga.
All right.
Like you 9-0 against niggas.
Y'all bitches think y'all crazy till you ran into a crazy nigga. Keep playing. You think you aggressive. All right. Some nigga walk around here, I wish a bitch would.
Some of these women down here wish a bitch would and a nigga would, too. You fuck around and hit her, she say, boom. Ooh, you want to play. Like, nah, no I don't. Chill out, baby. I was just fucking around.
Hey, you can always tell when the girl about to beat a nigga up. You can always tell. Because there's one thing they all say. Women who can beat niggas up and they know it, they always say this shit before the fight. Nigga, I got four brothers.
That means she about to call somebody to come jump your ass. But that's why you got to have a chopper.
What?
That's why you gotta have a chopper. You don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I call my brothers. Call them, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Some of these women hit
so
like
fucking violent.
Della Reese off Harlem Nights. Oh, you hit like a bitch, nigga. Now I got to cut
my
you.
Nigga, you freaky as hell. I see you pouring these fruits and shit down your girl's chest and breast area. What the fuck?
That's your
fruit?
You
seeing your
fruit?
You
seeing your fruit?
Y'all snuck fruit in here because I ain't selling no fruit.
Man, look at this. Look at this shit he doing to his sister.
Soggy as hell.
Watch what he doing to his sister. Watch this shit.
That's your brother? Y'all some nasty motherfuckers,
what the fuck is y'all got
man.
Going on?
Why you feeding your sister like that?
They must have grew up and missed the house off Color Purple. What the fuck is going on?
Nigga talking about, that's my brother. That nigga feed
boy,
you.
Boy, you can't tell me y'all ain't never hunch real quick while your mom and them wasn't there. You at the show dropping fruit in your sister's mouth. Y'all done did it with the clothes on, at least. Here come up. Here come up. Nigga,
hello?
Did you hear that shit?
Hey,
yeah.
I got scared. I threw my mic. I ain't knowing my shit was gonna blow up.
That shit sound like an alien invasion.
Maybe that was the most.
There's somebody up there just made the noise. Bitch, what planet you from? Your cousins want you to come back home. She said, damn.
Well, you is stupid, bro.
That nigga said they done hunch with the clothes on.
They go more. Let's go.
Dropping fruit in his little sister's mouth.
Weak ass nigga,
he must
bro.
Be trying to keep niggas off her. Yeah, I ain't fucking, but you can't either. Take this fruit, baby.
What if they both just on a bean right now and they tripping?
They don't even know if they.
Y'all on a bean right now? Y'all on them perk 30s? You on the perk 30? I can tell you start scratching in a few minutes. I know you're on a perk 30.
Man, hold up. That's your real brother or like your play brother? I knew it. He wants a pussy.
That ain't
he
so close.
He trying to fuck. That's what it is.
That ain't your mom.
She's a blue son too.
That ain't your you, place, sister.
That's your his blood. Play sister.
That's your blood. You nasty.
No, it ain't.
Nope. That's your blood.
This
you
nigga
nasty.
Dropping fruit in his play sister mouth. Ma'am, he wants you to drop some pussy back in his mouth for return, please.
Ladies, so now you see why you can't have that fake-ass brother, nigga.
Hey, he dropping fruit in your mouth, but I drop something else. Those are called blackberries.
Sick of this shit.
Don't get excited by that, bro. Them play brother niggas is the worst. Them is the hatinest niggas in the world. Them play brother niggas, you be about to fuck. So I'm just saying, man, how do you know him? How well do you really know him? Because, you know, I seen him a couple weeks ago. He was down at the club. He had like 3 girls and a bottle of champagne. I know you ain't about that life, so just be a little bit more careful before you, you know, step all the way out there. She be like, oh my God, thank you so much. You were so friendly. I never get a man perspective like this before. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. I got you. Whole time, he like, yeah. He can't fuck. I'm one step closer.
But see, real niggas don't see. Them niggas don't understand. You got to understand. When you give a relationship advice to any woman, you got to put the other nigga.
Look, I started backing up. I ain't true. I was like, you got to put the other nigga. You got to put the other nigga, you got to understand, it's a man thing. You see what I'm saying? You can't throw the nigga up under the bus because you trying to get some pussy, you lame man.
That's lame as fuck, man.
Fuck, nigga. You got to tell her, hey, man, if you really like that nigga, figure it out.
Right.
Go fuck with Shawty. And she going to look at you like, damn, you don't want to fuck with me? Like, I do, but, you know.
Right.
Go figure that shit out.
You gotta remember something that's very important. If you don't wake up in the morning to wash your pussy, it don't belong to you. That pussy is hers. She gonna do what she wanna do with it. The best thing you can do is be the best version of yourself that you can be, so she wanna get that pussy to you with consent and freely, nigga. That fuck the rest of that shit.
Right.
All that hating is sucker shit.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why my bookie is the right place. You bet, you win, you get paid. It's that simple. My bookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They got the most rewarding player points in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is with the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham is with Cleveland. But the one thing that hasn't changed is where I'm putting my money down on all the games. My bookie is the right place to bet on football every weekend. My bookie has better bonuses, more prop bets than any other sportsbook, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest, and the first place is guaranteed $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. Double your first deposit up to $1,000. All you have to do is use the promo code 85SOUTHSHOW to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code 85SOUTHSHOW when creating your account to activate the bonus. Bet, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.com for all your sports betting needs.
Nigga be hating. Damn, I mean, I seen you an old boy at the 85 South Show. Okay.
That's how they walk, Chico.
Yeah, I seen you an old boy at the Walmart.
That's some sucker shit.
I hate lame ass nigga like that old pussy ass nigga.
Out here speaking on the
them nigga don't man. Never get no pussy. They always just be talking the whole thing. Nigga, just cause you talk the whole don't mean you get hoes, nigga. Oh man, you know I got her number. So, I do too. We don't never talk, but I fuck every week.
Man, I seen some shit when I was in L.A.
You know the cold part about women?
What?
They think if they don't give you no pussy, you ain't gonna get none.
Say that again.
Please, we need to put that on the banister
they
right now.
They be out here acting like they got the only one. Like, you sure? You can't have this pussy. Okay, I'm leaving. Let me go be sad.
Womp, womp, womp.
You know what the worst is, though, for Lowe's? When she don't want to give you no pussy where you want it, then she fuck around and get with three niggas, have four babies, and then be like, you know what? I think it's time for you to get a chance. No, ma'am. It was time for me to get a chance 15 years ago. Now it's time for you to get the fuck away from me. Cause I don't want to
fuck. I take it still.
You take it still, fly?
I still take it. I be like, bitch, this is what I was trying to do 8 years ago.
With your hands up.
You gotta fuck for what she used to be.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Bro, it was a bad bitch back in the day. I swear on everything. Bad. She ain't never wanna give me no play. She done got kinda big a little bit.
Bro,
hold up.
You heard what you said? She got kinda big
a little bit.
No, cause she was like big, but she was like right up on the being big. You see what I'm saying? So it was like big a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
She was chunky.
Right.
Cause you know they get big in sections. They don't just happen all at once. That first summer it be the titties. Then the next summer that ass get big. Then that third summer the stomach get big. Right. Then the fourth summer she a whole big girl.
See, cause I knew it happened like that. Cause even though she was big, her pussy was still small.
That shit do be happening.
And niggas don't care about you getting big, ladies.
Fuck love seat.
You know what I mean? Niggas gonna fuck
really,
you.
I like when they get big. Let me fuck before you get big and when you get big so I can see which one of you is the better version of yourself.
I want to hit
it again when you lose that weight. I'll be like, I fucked all three of them.
I fucked all three of her.
I fucked all three. I like fucking a big girl. Because it's like a scavenger. It's a scavenger hunt when you find that pussy. You just be looking for it. You like, I know it's in here somewhere.
Shit. You play with them big girls if you want to. They be more flexible than the little girls. You get in there, she lay her big ass on that bed. She be like, I know what you think gonna happen, but watch this. You be like, ooh, I ain't never seen one like that before.
She lift her own legs up? Shit.
You got to brace yourself. Yeah.
That's too much. You gotta lift up them legs, boy. That's two human beings right there, boy. You gotta be.
Boy, them legs be heavy as a motherfucker.
Boy, your ass in there having a foursome.
After about 4 minutes, them goddamn knees.
Shit. See, like, what happened? You coming, bitch? I'm coming to the flow. Yeah, bitch. I like big girls. I do.
Pussy is changing. I don't know if nobody noticing, man.
They pussy fart. They just sit there. You like, bitch, you pooted. That wasn't your pussy right there. I know you.
That was ass. Shout out to all the ladies out there peeing on niggas, telling them you squirted.
It's the same thing, though. It really is.
That's urine.
It's really pee. It don't matter how you do it. It's pee. That you, shit hot. That shit warm. That is pee. That is pee. Bitch, she did it. She was like, ha. I was like, bitch, all right, ha. Shit, you want?
Ha.
Hell wrong with you, bitch. Don't be peeing on me, bitch. Well, fuck, I have a pee war in this motherfucker.
You nasty as fuck, nigga. You can't just be doing that shit, ladies.
She pissing. Did it on me. She started it.
I know,
it.
Not you. I'm just saying. You know, especially if you got kids, you done pissed and squirted all on the bed. Now your child confused when they lay down with you. Mommy, I thought you said it was bad to pee in the bed. I smell it, and I never slept in here before, so you had to do this.
For real? It scared me, though.
Y'all some nasty niggas.
I'm a grown man. I ain't never been scared. She's in the house like, bitch. Hell with that. She scared her, too. She, you know, she like, what I did do?
You just pee-pee.
You
go to the restroom.
That shit be fucked up.
Look at all the squirters being quiet and shit. Yeah, you peeing on niggas, bitch.
The last time I was with a squirter, she farted before she squirted.
Oh, she definitely pissed on you, nigga.
But she definitely peed.
She must have went to cookout before y'all fucked.
But she thought just because she squirted, I wasn't going to mention the fart. They were like, your ass nasty two times.
I don't give a fuck. That's what you want to play? I fart too.
The matchup.
Hey, bro, you fucked up, man.
Hey, man.
And you know why they laugh at this shit? Because we don't doubt that you would do all of this shit.
I did. I had a farting contest. She farted, I farted. She farted, I farted. I tried to fart, but I already knew that wasn't a real fart. I was like, oh, that ain't it right there.
All
right,
let me ask y'all this. What's...
That was going to go down my leg. I can't do that one right there. I can't do
that. Boy, you... Boy, get
hey,
your...
man, let me ask you this. Has a woman ever asked you to do some shit to her that you wasn't comfortable doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a girl asked me to piss on her one time. True story. I was in Miami.
Hey, but you see how big this room is?
Yeah.
You see them before people say, ugh?
Yeah, that shit scared me, though, because she was like, I want to do it somewhere different. I'm like, where you want to do it? And she was like, in the tub. I was like, bet. Then I go and she get in the tub and don't turn the water on. I'm like, you just want to fuck in the tub with no water? She was like, yeah, I want you to provide the water. I'm like, whoa, what you mean? She was like, you had never done anything like this before? I'm like what? Piss on somebody. I'm like, nah. Matter of fact, I'm about to call your Uber, baby. I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, what, she asked you to do, DC?
I can't piss on you, baby.
The nasty thing somebody had me do?
Yeah.
I was fucking with this cougar, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be fucking with her. It was crazy because she wanted to watch a porn and do all that young freaky shit, and I had to tell that bitch, you ain't young no more, bitch. We can't do that. She wanted me to fuck her from the top. I was going to top of her like...
What?
Dick down in the coochie, nigga. On top, nigga.
Damn. That just made that a whole lot harder than it sounded when you first said it, nigga. He said he had to stand up, push his dick down in the pussy, and go like this.
She was just looking at me like, give it to me, young man. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to do this no more.
That shit sound like it hurt.
I don't want to do this no more.
What's the nastiest thing girl ever asked you to do, Lo?
Bite her nipples.
Bite her nipples?
Bite, like, real, real hard, though. I don't know what the fuck these nipples was made out of. But after a while, I was just like, bitch, these titties ain't hooked up to nothing. I'm not about to keep biting these goddamn pointless ass titties.
Bite a nipple.
Ain't no way you like
you
this.
You would bite a nipple, bro?
Real hard, like all the way. And she was like, bite.
She was just like, ah.
Yeah, that bitch is an alien. Ain't no way in the world you can bite through no nipples. And she just, yeah, keep doing it. Like, bitch, what jail you went to?
That's probably the strangest shit I ever had to do.
I told that bitch, look, give me some hot sauce. I just can't be doing this shit all night.
But that's the thing. Women are way freakier than niggas.
They are?
Y'all.
Let me ask you this.
Do they do?
You ever fell in love with a chick because she had that head?
Oh, of course. That get me every time. That head, when you passionate about it, you have made a friend, ma'am. You have made a lifelong friend. You got a friend in me. Blah, blah. For real. Cause it's
I kind of grew out of head, though.
You say what?
I kind of grew out that head stage.
I'll never grow out of that head
stage. Because I bust fast. I'd be like,
He said he grew out a head. Nigga, how old are you?
Right. I'm 27, nigga.
I skipped right over that.
I like to fuck, getting head laid. Like, yo, I don't want to fuck. Just give me some head. Nah, nigga. Oh, no, move. I want to fuck. Move.
Hell no.
And then look, I bust fast, so I can't get head like that. I just need it for a little bit of time. As soon as she gives head, I'm like, I got some muck. That's enough.
That nigga said, I got something else.
I don't want nothing on your face, bitch. You better stop playing with me.
I want the head. Fuck that. I dope bust fast. Practice on me. I'm talking about that real. I'm like, oh, yes. She is a champion. I do that shit like SportsCenter. Oh, she's off to a great start. All right. She's going down. She's going down. She's almost got it all in her mouth. Not all the way. Oh, she's trying. Yes, she's a champion.
Then when you get to
working that goddamn hand and the mouth, boy, bitch, I'm going to take you to get you a Honda Accord. I tell you that much.
Chico, soon as I hear three of them good blah, 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 in blah. A row, I'd be like, oh, you want a boyfriend. Okay. Right. Like, why you Simone. Ain't say nothing?
I'm talking about sucking dick till your eyes running and your nose running. I'm like, this bitch is nasty. You are the champion. I feel like Rocky, nigga.
You give me some head, you're going to be mad. You give me some head, I bust a nut. You're like, come on. I'm like, I told you, that's all I got.
That's why you gotta establish first. You like, look, I ain't got no fuck energy. I just want some head. And if they cool with it, that's a champion. Because ladies, you gotta understand all the pressure is on us other than getting some head. That's the only time a man get to relax. When we fucking, we got the pressure of making you come. And y'all motherfuckers get to hold y'all come like goddamn refund checks at a black school, nigga. You, not yet, not yet. I ain't ready yet. It's right there, but keep going. Bitch, listen, I gotta go to work in the morning.
No, you gotta let them skip that first nut. That one too powerful. If she get that one, she gonna have a heart attack or something. They always skip that first couple. No, wait, stop, hold up, wait. No, not that one, because that one too much. Nah,
see, that's why you got to be the aggressor. What's wrong with y'all old niggas, man? Y'all acting like y'all lost y'all mojo, man.
Ain't no way you did all this. You just said first. You bust quick. Ain't no way you did all this shit
what
that
you
fast.
Crazy fuck? See, I make them bust they nut first before I bust mine because I already know how I am. You
oh, okay.
What you said? You know how you are. Nigga?
I already have it laid out.
Okay.
I'm like, look, bitch, you need to go ahead. Okay? I ain't got that much time. Now let me do you before you do me, because if you do me, bitch, it's over with. I'm letting you know.
But that's the thing, man. Listen, fellas, you ever been fucking? You know you're doing some good fucking. I'm talking about you got it. You didn't goddamn ate good today. You worked out a little bit. I'm talking about you getting it. Man, she ain't even. She just.
I hate them bitches.
I mean, you and that motherfucker like, God damn, bitch, what the fuck? This bitch is just like, why do y'all do that, ladies? You don't want it because you don't want a nigga confidence to be too high. Then you tell your friends, he fucked the shit out of me, girl. Now your friend want to fuck with
me. She said it ain't good.
She said it was shit. Bullshit. You can fake it if you want to. But I don't know why ladies do that anyway. Faking it don't do nothing but make a nigga confidence up that shouldn't be up. You in there faking like a motherfucker. Now this nigga walking around like he done fucked the shit out you. And you mad because he got an attitude like he that nigga. It's your fault he think he that nigga.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Which one do you prefer? The real orgasm or the fake one?
I want the real. Because you're going to have a real one with me anyways.
Right, yeah. You can tell the real one because the real one, the reaction is different. Like,
yeah, the real one ain't sexy at all.
Nah, the real one ugly. She get to looking like a monster.
Bro, will your lady have a real orgasm?
Oh, my fucking God. Bitch, get to looking like she great. Turn into a werewolf. Like, bitch, you great. Turn into a werewolf? What the fuck?
Her foot get to shaking like a dog. Yeah.
Get it looking like Blank Man.
Well, they can't control that shit.
That shit, boy, that shit kind of make you jealous because niggas nut last, you know, a couple seconds. Ladies, y'all get to come in and,
let me tell you,
oh, shit, oh, God. Now you just in there laying in the pussy waiting on her to calm down. All right, baby, go ahead, get yourself to go. Get to say, she got her legs wrapped around your back. Nigga, like, baby, my back's starting to hurt too. Hurry up, let me up.
Just gonna let you finish that joke.
Oh, my bad. Was I too close to you?
Oh, you was close, motherfucker. You.
I wasn't that close, was I?
Oh, you was close, motherfucker.
Now, you sitting up there like you in the casket. My bad, dog.
Hey, man.
My bad, nigga. I didn't know. Thanks for being a good friend, nigga. That's your homeboy right there. Well, he don't even say nothing. All right, go ahead, bro.
Hey, man.
Hey, ladies, y'all know that real nut is like an exorcism.
An exorcism?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't never been doing it to a girl and her whole stomach just raised. She like, You like, oh, this bitch, he about to have a baby.
Look like she got hit with them two things they say your life with.
Clear!
Nigga stupid.
That shit crazy, bro.
Look at that nigga up there with that stupid ass orange shirt. Look, he trying to run now. He like, God damn.
That bitch ain't got no sleeves on. He got a sleeveless orange shirt.
Nigga look like a traffic barrel.
Traffic cone.
That nigga on a field trip. Everybody with the orange shirts, come over here. Everybody with the orange.
Shout out to the lady right there with the Freddy Krueger hat on. I see you, baby. Hey, you know who I was talking
look,
about,
she,
too.
Look.
She threw her hands up like. She went in there and asked for that. Now, nah, fuck that. Give me the Freddy Krueger. I'm about to get these bitches nightmares tonight, baby.
She is not playing with them. Big ass hat.
She is a witch. That's and what that
she,
is.
And she drinking a cup of noodles. That shit crazy.
I put a spell on you.
You remember that movie?
I put a spell on you.
Bro, that's a cold ass audience, my nigga. We got
it. We're in Augusta, man. Like, when we be coming to these places, people be like, Augusta, why are you guys going down there? This is why we came down here. Look at all these niggas in this motherfucker.
It's real niggas in Augusta.
Wallaha!
Real niggas.
Real
down
niggas
here.
In Augusta, but fuck around with you. Real bitches in Augusta, you dig?
And we gotta give a shout out to all our niggas in here that's in the handicapped community and the wheelchairs and all that. Salute to y'all for continuously fucking with us. That's
appreciate
a lot of work to come out and just make sure, you know, them people are going through a lot, man. We get messages all the time about how we make people feel by just standing up here talking about our flaws and insecurities and all that and making people feel comfortable. So for all the people who, you know, might be going through something, might be dealing with something, and this make you feel better whenever you watch it, we salute y'all. Thank y'all for
hell
paying attention
yeah.
to us y'all. And helping
hell
y'all.
Yeah.
Because this show right here is really mainly for motherfuckers that laugh at your insecurities. You dig what I'm saying? I love you too, bitch. Give me some pussy. That bitch sitting in the back. Never mind.
That's the pussy you want while you bullshit.
Up a real moment we were just having.
Yeah,
bitch.
That's the pussy you want. She got a lot to give up. She in the back. She like, shit, I'm saving all my love for you. Like Whitney Houston.
I'm straight. I know her bed on the floor. I'm good. We're going to be in that bitch looking like 2 First 48 victims. Just.
You got your back up against the wall, nigga. Salute to all the ladies who mattress on the floor. You're going to get a bed spring one day. Keep working.
You is. You're going to get a headboard. But your attitude got to match your motherfucking living conditions.
Oh, you think that? Oh, man, fuck them. You talking about the ladies who bed on the floor. Shout out to all the women who TV is on top of that big plastic thing with the clothes in it.
That's,
that
called, Walmart that's called a bin.
That
that's called bin. A bin.
That bin?
That's called a bin. She ain't got no drawers. She got
my
bins.
Little boy was jumping on the top, so it bent a little bit, so the TV be falling back yep. toward the wall.
Salute mm-hmm. to everybody in here that still got a TV with the ass on the back. You a real
right.
nigga.
I remember a girl hadn't got mad at me because I was just sitting on anything. I'm over her house, I'm just sitting on anything. She's talking about, you need to get up. I'm like, oh, what? My refrigerator? I'm like, oh, shit. She was like, you know they make bigger ones. I did not know.
She had the goddamn dorm room refrigerator. You can sit
that bitch
on
had two Capri Suns in that bitch. We were having a picnic.
Don't you hate when you go over somebody's house and they shit junky?
Nah,
and they be
I
like, hey man, just sit wherever you want to. And then you sit down and they be like, don't sit right there, them clothes clean. Like, how the fuck you know?
Right.
I women came from junk, so I don't really judge people.
Ladies will give you a warning before you come if they shit fucked up. They be like, look, excuse my house, okay? I've been cleaning today. Niggas ain't gonna say shit. Like, bitch, yeah, come on. Niggas throwing shit behind the couch.
Niggas is bold as a motherfucker.
Nigga, my mama was a hoarder. I used to have to ask people like real shit. I'd be like, hey, you got some life insurance? Because if something hit you in the head up here, we can't cover that shit.
Niggas is disrespectful inviting you over their crib, though. Niggas will invite you to their whole goddamn house with nothing in that bitch. No paper towels, no face towels, no soap.
No plates, no cup.
And then offer you shit to drink. You want something to drink, just drink it out the jug. No, the fuck I'm not.
You ever went over somebody's house and they were staying with somebody? And they, but they stay like in the basement part, but you had to pass like the whole family just to go to their basement? You like, they like, yeah, man, but you know, I'm staying with somebody, but just come on.
They don't tell you till you get to the door.
That's why I stopped going over my homeboy house. His grandma lived with him, and she
you like, nigga, where do you sleep? He like, nigga, down here? What the fuck?
That's why I stopped going over my homeboy house. Their grandma stayed with him, and she had a hospital bed. That
in the living room?
Yeah.
She was in the living room?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
And then it's not just that she had the hospital bed. You had to, like, kind of... Like, the curve to go around the corner was, like, on her curve, so you had to kind of, like, touch the bed to go.
I'd have just said, fucking, and talked to her, hey, Nana, how you doing, baby, you okay? Yeah, my name's Chico. I came over here to fuck with your niece. That's what it is.
Chico, I like you. I like Chico. You know, I used to go with an elderly man named Chico.
You did?
Yes, I did.
How long ago was this?
About 100 years. Damn.
Hell, always fucking with old people.
I'm
130. You done lived a long time, man.
I have. I keep asking the Lord to take me, but he keep... he keep making me...
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, man.
Let's hear an old person say some shit like that. I've been asking God to take me on home, but he keep leaving me down here with these sorry motherfuckers.
I can't move my legs. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Old people talk the most shit freely. I don't give a goddamn. That little bitch nasty as fuck anyway. I seen her around here sucking dick all up and down the block and come over here try to kiss my grandbaby. Get your nasty mouth ass off my porch, bitch.
You did. I seen her.
You seen her?
I seen her lips went like that. I like them dick sucking lips right there. Them dick sucking lips.
Bro, y'all ain't shit.
Them old nigga crossed their legs be sitting lower here. I sure did. That's what happened right there. Sure did. Exactly what happened. I was down there. I seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I did it. Hey, man, I remember last time I went over there about 20 years ago. I went to this show about 20 years ago down in Augusta, 85 South Show. Lost my goddamn glasses. I don't know what I did with the motherfuckers. I've been looking for them ever since that day.
Ever since that day. You talking about them black Ray Ban that you
had? Yeah, them black Ray Ban I had on sitting on top of the hat.
The one we got there, but you got that. What you
boy, doing? You a goddamn boomer. You was a lying motherfucker. You know that. Them damn glasses been on your head the whole time.
Well, you ain't shit for not telling me, nigga. But goddamn.
Well, you ain't shit for not looking.
Well, goddamn.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Remember old Gloria?
Who's Gloria? You talking about Gloria with the one bang with the swoosh?
Yeah, with the lace front that used to slip off from the back sometimes.
Oh, okay. You don't know the one with the finger word. Okay, hold up. We got a white man coming. What the fuck wrong with that? Who is that?
That's my Mexican partner. He just got here from El Salvador.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you got it from? Home Depot?
No, he said waters. Yeah.
You know water. Y'all getting money. Y'all got the Mexicans sell y'all water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He a real Mexican, too. We got it from Home Depot.
Before you ever got caught up talking to one of them old people, they telling you about how the day went and ain't shit happened, but they telling you all this boring-ass shit.
Mm-hmm. I got up this morning about 8 o'clock. It was supposed to rain, but I looked outside. It ain't rain. It smelled like it was going to rain, but then I laid in the bed to hear 9:05. I get on up and I went by my sister's house, and yeah, we stopped over there for 2-3 hours. She wanted me to take her to Walgreens, so I shot her down to Walgreens and stopped her by McDonald's before we came home. She wanted to get some fries. She got some fries and vanilla milkshake, and then I got me a filet of fish sandwich. I had to send the fish sandwich back 2 damn times. First time the son bitch too hot. Second time, it wasn't hot enough. So we stayed over there, and then once we come on back across the road, it was about 2 o'clock. I sat down and said, hell, the mailman should be here any minute. We sat on over there, and we talked on the porch for 2-3 hours, and hell, I look up, it's 5:30 and something. I said, shit, I've been with your ass all day. I come on cross town, caught that traffic over there, and then I came on back. My brother Leroy called me. He wanted me to come over there, help him clean some fish. He had got some fish. Man he worked with had gave him some fish up there. I go up there. Me and him clean 2-3 pounds of catfish. And no sooner we fry the fish up, hell, it got dark. I pulled my truck around the front. Come on in the house, take my shoes off, and watch a little bit of How to Get Away with Murder. Hell, I look up, it was 9:30. I took my ass to bed.
Yeah, yeah, that was good ass going right there, boy. Yeah, yeah. Gimme.
Oh, shit, he done.
Yeah, he done, Jimmy. Boy. Wake up.
That boy Jimmy. Sure can tell a bedtime story.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
God,
boy,
Jimmy.
I did, boy. Ooh, yeah, that boy can talk there.
Boy, that boy can talk. You know what? He gonna speak at his own funeral. That's what he gonna do.
Oh, boy, old people can talk all day about nothing.
I grew up with old people.
You see a young girl at the store, and you know that girl got that baby out there with no coat on. That baby gonna be sick in July jam. She don't put a coat on that baby and ain't got nail hat on that baby head or nothing.
Then they don't know the important information. Well, how old is the baby, right?
Hell, that baby got to be, what, 3 to 4 now?
Mm-mm, that baby is 52 months.
Hell, that's about 3 or 4.
Yeah, right up there.
52 months.
Yeah, 52 months.
That's
4 and 4 months.
It's 52 months.
Yeah.
You know, well, we weren't doing no math when we was coming up.
It wasn't even math then.
They call it arithmetic.
Arithmetic.
We only had 2 classes. It wasn't even reading.
Writing.
That was
arithmetic.
It.
Arithmetic.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you couldn't know how to read because they knew you knew how to read. They come keys, so we had to play numbers.
Yeah. I remember them days. Boy, I tell you. You know, my grandson just came home from prison. He was locked up about 3.5 years robbing that Sitco down there on 3rd Street. He ain't get that much money out of there. He went to jail about 3-4 years. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep down there. You know you goddamn, you on that medication, man. You gotta stop.
They gave me 2 Percocets, they gave me some Motrin. So
you on a Percocet and a Motrin? You got your spleen taken out in the 70s.
Who got a Percocet?
Somebody got
a Perc 30.
Who got a Percocet?
I need a motion.
Look at that nigga. Said the police behind us. Nigga, you just snitched on yourself. Anyway. Hey, the police behind us, but when they not.
Hey, Chico, as soon as the nigga say that, that's when he be like, and scene.
Exactly.
Action. I'm moving to Augusta. Yeah, I found me a 6-bedroom for $300 a month.
God damn, I think I need to find me a spot.
Yeah, I know. God, that must be a dangerous-ass neighborhood. You paying that. You paying $300 for 6 bedrooms just to kill us at your front door.
And I got a Section 8 voucher. What are you talking about?
Boy, listen, that line. The Section 8 waiting list is the longest list in the black community. I guarantee you.
Make some noise, you on the Section 8 waiting list, right?
Nigga, you're
salute
lying.
Salute to you, ma'am. I'm going to pray for you. I hope you get that. That
move
is a
your
blessing.
Shoulders if you're on the Section 8 waiting list.
Waiting on that voucher.
That Section 8 voucher changed the game, boy. You go from having to pay $1,000 a month to 15 cents a month.
Boy.
Motherfucker still be late on the rent. Like, I'm behind on my rent. Like, how much is your rent? $15. I'm like, bitch, I'm moving in with
Chico,
$30. I got 30 right now.
That's what? Another reason why I got to get me a chick from Augusta so I can tell her to move to Atlanta. She can go cuss out housing authority.
Don't worry about who in my motherfucking house.
She ready to go off right now in her new Honda.
I miss having food stamps.
I was just about to say food stamps is the greatest shit of all time.
If you got food stamps, you got money, nigga. Don't let them fuck your life up.
Them days I don't miss because I don't like that they try to tell you what to buy with your food stamps.
Food.
No, that's not. That's just the WIC vouchers they tell you.
Yeah, that's
WIC.
They give you like coupons like, huh, they go 2 milks. They go 3 canned goods.
Some shit
you like, bitch, I won't buy. They like, bitch, I said 3 canned goods.
Yeah, you only can get the juicy juice with the WIC. You know, the powdered milk, the regular gallon
nigga,
milk.
Nigga, anybody here tell you can't even buy hot food with food stamps.
I don't need to buy hot food. This shit gonna be hot when I cook it at the house, nigga. Fuck that.
I don't know what you buying with your food stamp. I couldn't wait till my shit hit. But I just be like, oh.
Boy, that shit'll make you skip through the motherfucking grocery store.
No, you ain't got no money, but you got food stamps.
Food stamps,
I ain't
boy.
Got no money. Not a dollar. I want to smoke so bad, but I can't buy blood.
But see, that's why they need to come out. Bitch. They need to come out with some weed stamps, nigga.
No.
Niggas ain't gonna take those.
Niggas. Shit. Nigga, you get a card every month and you can buy all your weed on your weed card.
Who get the money?
But they only give you a certain amount of money, though.
Ain't no money. Do you just swipe your card and get the weed, nigga?
You got to get some money. That's free weed, nigga. What the fuck?
I ain't smoking that shit.
I can't wait to get that card, nigga. Swipe, give me a pound. Swipe, give me another pound.
You get to smoking that shit, you turn into a Ninja Turtle. Ain't no free weed.
That's that bullshit. That is synthetic weed. You hit that motherfucker.
That Scooby-Doo, that K2.
What she say? She wants some weed stamps.
Hey, man, and what if they did have weed stamps? Like, you could turn your food stamp into weed.
I just said that.
No, but your shit was free. See, your shit was free. Your shit was fake. Nigga, I'm talking about real shit, like real drug dealer shit. You get $300 a month. Now, nigga smoking a gram a week.
That ain't even enough to have a good habit, though.
I mean, but it's free money though, nigga. That's just like food stamps. You can't complain with the little 189, nigga. You got 189. Get the fuck out of my pocket.
Nigga, that broke it.
Nigga, they're like, I can't get it $15. Well, you better run with that 189, but what's wrong with you? The 189, dude. 189.
Hey! If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Civic Tax Relief. They can give you some free information to free you up from the IRS. Clearly, I don't owe $10,000 to the IRS, but you might. So you may want to call Civic Tax Relief. Call the number. They can help you qualify for some free tax relief programs that may have your past due taxes forgiven. You may qualify for some relief programs to have your past due taxes forgiven. I'm serious. They know people like that, man. The people down there at Civic Tax, they can get you straight. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS. You can stop all the added penalties and fees and wage garnishments, man. I'm telling you, they for real. Hey, see what programs you may qualify for, man. Time is limited. The information is free. The consultation is free. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS, man. You can stop all those added penalties and fees and really break free from the IRS. Civic Tax Relief, Special Tax Relief Hotline, man, can help you figure out which programs you qualify for. Call now. Let me get the number for you. Hold on.
Yo, what's that tax
rule? 1-800-297-6014. That's 1-800-297-6014. Ask for the good people over there at Civic Tax Relief, man, because you may owe $10,000 or more, and they can qualify you for some programs to get the taxes forgiven. I'm telling you, I've been with them. How you think I got this house? They forgave all my taxes. Get the hell off my porch. Bye.
I can't wait till we get legal so we can see the commercials for it, nigga. That's gonna be the best part of the game when they start coming out with the commercials for the weed.
I don't want the legal weed, cause the legal weed ain't how the street weed smoke. Legal weed, they take all the extra shit out of it. That shit be dry head. That shit be damn near smoking grass. I don't want that bullshit.
You want your weed with some danger in it.
I want the sneaky weed. Well, you don't want nobody to see you.
You know why you can't find that shit no more? It's the goddamn police fault. They took all that weed. They caught all that shit. Now we're just out here with the other shit.
Man, them niggas be smoking that shit, man. They take that weed and be smoked. You can tell the police officer gonna smoke your shit when he's smelling. He don't even say nothing to you. He be like.
That's that.
You know why I stop you? Nigga, where you going with the weed, motherfucker? What wrong with you? What are you talking about? Where that weed go?
The police probably do be having all types of weed smoking parties at the station and shit.
Bro, you know they do.
What?
Dirty motherfuckers. Y'all you know dirty
they whatever amount they catch you with, they take they cut out first. Like they can kick in the door, nigga have 10 keys of dope. They be like, this nigga got the nerve to have a half an ounce of salt over there.
How much he have?
Man, the nigga had 3 dime bags.
He done took all the birds. Can you do that? Be taking that shit because when you go to cook.
Police, y'all doing a terrible job getting these meth heads off the street.
Them walking dead, that's who you need to fuck with, them niggas. That them walking dead, motherfucker.
Right, zombies.
They out here doing stupid ass crimes, breaking in people's car, eating the peppermints out the ashtray and shit.
Falling asleep in your shit, nigga.
Them nigga always got a stupid ass wall. Yeah.
Take some of their ass to jail, Mr. Officer.
I personally don't think no nigga should go to jail for no drugs. That's dumb as fuck. How you gonna be mad because I'm supplying the community with what they want? Nigga, they wanted this shit. I ain't doing this shit just for my help.
Right.
They want it. Like, it's stupid to go to. And everybody, ain't no such thing as not being on drugs. Everybody on drugs. If you got a headache, you take drugs. If your foot hurt, you take drugs. You just make something illegal and then take me to jail for them, bitch. No, this ain't no different than an Advil. It just make you scratch a little bit more. That's all.
Right. Hell yeah. Black police officers, is your job. Every time you go into the jailhouse and you see a nigga, you supposed to go get a white person and fill it up and make it equal. Don't just let them take us. Go get some of their goddamn dope head cousins and shit. Right through the white neighborhoods. They got the drugs and no license and shit.
Right.
All the pills. Look at them. They scared. Come on, let's go to the bathroom.
Cause that shit be nasty, them meth head, man. They got them sores, they got that staff infection, they get stabbed. That shit be nasty, bro. It be like little wing worms and shit. And they always want
to
show
you. Why you just try to flick the motherfucker?
Cause they always want to show you. They be like,
Nigga, Spider-Man the ringworm at a nigga. God damn.
I remember one time we had a meth head come to the trap one time. Ah! I've been in the trap cause you get to fuck with the J's and shit. Like he was a meth head, but you know, we ain't nobody had no meth. But he just wanted some cocaine. He was in that bitch tripping. Like he had like a little twit problem, so we cut on some music for that. I'm like, boy, you like dancing, huh? Hey, play some music, boy, play some Gucci Man. And it was in that bitch like.
Hey, bro, my homeboy was about to serve a meth head. He was selling them some pills, but he ain't sell them to him because the nigga fucked around and picked the scab off his neck.
He like, hell nah, shout out, get your little bloody ass up out of here.
What, bro? What? It's just that's a fucking nasty scab, bro. It's all right. Let me get some of that work, bro.
Kicked his ass.
You had a swing on him. You had a swing on his ass. I didn't get your stupid ass out of trouble. Well, we swing on your ass.
White drug addicts get sad when you're assertive.
What did I do to you, bro? Why are you treating me like this, Raekwon? I thought you were my boy. You said I was your fucking boy. Please, man. Just give me some help, man. A little bit of work, man.
I ain't gonna lie, though. White people who on drugs, bro, they are way more loyal than anybody else on drugs.
You can beat up a white drug addict. They'll come back. Dude, you already broke my fucking ribs, man.
I had the one drug addict. That nigga was stupid as fuck. I had the one drug addict, right? My little white boy, he used to come buy everything from me, man. He used to buy everything. I don't give a fuck what I had. Baby clothes, he ain't had no babies. He was just buying them. He was just buying them. I was making them buy. Nigga, you got money, nigga. Buy this shit. Fuck wrong with you? So he was buying them bitches from me, bro. That nigga fucked around and moved, bro. I'll never forget that day. He pulled up on me by his mad little pack from him. He was like, I'm moving, fly. I'm moving. I'm like, where you going? He's like, I'm going to Dallas. I'm like, shit, I'm going with you. These niggas ain't buying no cocaine up here, man. Who gonna buy my baby clothes?
You done forced a nigga to buy baby clothes.
I'm running hood, nigga. Y'all think this shit funny, nigga? I won't read the shit, nigga.
What she say?
That bitch on dope, she a meth head.
She said she loved me.
That's what she said.
I love you too, because that means you got good taste in niggas. If you like me, that mean you got a hell of a taste.
Aries.
That bitch hot. She just started saying shit. Aries.
Aries. Bill Cosby.
Carlos Aries.
Fruit roll up.
She done gave you a whole nother land name.
You got a job. You working?
No.
Help.
You working?
I said
what you
no
do? Sell what?
Man, that bitch working at Macy's,
what
man
you selling?
They talk about sales. What do I say sales but Macy's? Go to the sales department.
Nah, she work at Dillard's, nigga. Ain't no Macy's. She
that's
Dillard's
the cousin.
What she sell?
Oh, she work for Spectrum, nigga. Internet and cable.
She
Spectrum
a cable lady.
Hey, you an asshole when a nigga calling trying to get his shit turned back on, sir. Well, you gonna have to at least pay the past due balance. Like, bitch, this shit 2 months ahead. How you charging me for fucking October in this fucking August? What the fuck? Well, you got to pay your October balance before we turn your shit back on, sir. I'm gonna get that crack. Well, do you got cable? Climb that pole on your ass.
This bitch work at the cable place and they ain't got cable.
They high, bitch. You know the tricks and codes.
Shout out to everybody that ever had to get
this
a payment plan.
This bitch
can
steal a cable box. What's wrong with you, bitch? You better
who'd
steal.
Have had to get a payment plan on their bills, nigga, when you get that electric bill payment plan. You play the little 25 here, then you give them another 25 next week, then you give them a little 30, then your shit don't get turned off. But then that electric getting turned off is the worst, nigga. You come in there, hit that switch, click.
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like staying next door to somebody who pay all their bills. Cause if you got a crackhead to get a generator and hook that shit up from their house to your house, boy, you good to go.
Oh yeah, crackheads is legendary, boy. You ain't living in the hood if you ain't never had a crackhead hook your cable up. Nigga will climb that pole in 10 minutes. Have your shit hooked up. You got channels you ain't even know you can get. How do look them on my todo mundo? You like, oh, I got the Spanish and everything. Appreciate you, Rodney.
Hey, bro, I have my cousin, right? She used to be a crackhead, but she go out to hook the cable up. So my Nendo neighbor caught her hooking the cable up from next door to our house. Oh, everything I love, nigga, she over there hooking it up. He like, Fee!
You know a motherfucker got stolen cable when they got that long black cable cord that run all the way around the house. You like, bitch, what this hooked up to? Outside, nigga, it's outside.
Your door ain't even closed all the way, but fuck that. I remember we ain't paid for cable for like 8 months.
Nigga, we ain't paid for cable for a whole year.
We ain't paid cable, nigga. We was just running shit.
Look at this shit. The cable man came by to cut air, but we had the bootleg cable, right? The nigga came to cut the shit off, fucked around and had a warrant and got locked up, man. They never sent nobody back out there to cut the shit off.
Well, I remember the water folk tried to come cut our water off. Like, I know we ain't paid the bill, but you know what I'm saying? We ain't took no shower today, so you ain't finna cut that bitch off now.
Right.
You got me fucked up. That nigga was down there, goddamn, twisting that motherfucker out. I ain't gonna lie. I went out there with my gun. I was like, nigga, you better twist that bitch back. You better
twist it back, nigga.
Twist it back. Get in your car,
nigga,
you fucking
been trap all day.
Let me tell you how hood my hood is, nigga. We had the motherfucking key. The big key that you stick there.
Oh.
Y'all had the key.
Damn.
Oh, y'all a gangster.
That nigga had the goddamn sewer key.
Y'all shit back on?
Them nigga be knowing too. I don't give a fuck.
Then you take that bitch and hide it back so when they call next time, we used to keep that bitch under my homeboy grandma's house.
Love hood shit,
talking about Bunga.
She said, damn right.
Hey, boo. I got a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
You got that's
up
your
there
section.
That
right?
You got the whole, you got that whole side over there.
You got that whole side over there.
Meth heads. My little side whole side over there. Of meth heads.
Say what?
You got a whole side of meth heads.
I take them.
Like, hey,
I'll
baby, in the
too
back, what's up?
I take
y'all
it too.
Y'all got y'all shit on Groupon. I fuck with y'all. Y'all smart with y'all money.
It ain't no, number eight got seats at the top. Little motherfucker, they special.
Shit, that's the fastest way to get me to like you back. Like me. All you got to do is like me. We can work the rest of that shit out.
What she said, I like you.
I don't know. That's
I like you a lot, Carlos.
It's too strong of a commitment on the first day.
I think we'll make love, Carl.
I love you.
Shout out to all the ladies with the deep voices in the morning. Appreciate y'all scaring the shit out of everybody.
What's up with you?
Nothing, sir. What the fuck?
Bitch be sounding like Lil Wayne. Bitch, I do not want to hear that.
Sound like James Earl Jones, Mufasa.
Oh, when you wake her up and she had that deep ass voice and a little funk ass attitude. Hello. What? I'm asleep.
I can tell.
I think I got the wrong number. Sorry, James.
Sorry, James.
Didn't mean to call you, James.
Oh, shit.
We got to get out of here, man.
We ain't leaving. We finna bring Pastor Troy out. Come on.
Well, if you in an accident, get no good.
Shout out to everybody who going through some shit in here tonight. Had to come get your laugh on so you can start your week off right.
Right.
This is the 85 South Show.
Augusta, listen. I heard a lot of people don't come down here and sell no tickets. But for y'all to come and fuck with us and sell this bitch out,
Man, we love y'all, Augusta, man. Mason,
we love y'all, Augusta. We love y'all, motherfuckers.
Up top on this side, all the way in the back, up top. We love y'all, man. Y'all had a good time tonight, Augusta, Georgia.
What up, though? I smell food. I smell food. Rice, peppers, queen beans, baked chickenonis. I have a roll.
I don't want none of that shit.
I don't know who be ordering this food, bro.
Damn
it!
One more!
Damn it, James!
Relax,
just
yeah, we got one more.
I work.
What you say that room shaking that bitch? Oh, I know she don't know. She said that room shaking. Bro, damn,
what?
Bro, what he said that was room shaking, bro?
A couple days, nigga.
No, bro.
He said, with all the, when the brother was hunching the sister.
Bro,
y'all done hunched?
Bro.
Y'all done hunched before mama? Yeah, they want mama.
He talking about, they want mama, bro. 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 I hunched my cousin before, bro. Hilarious, bro. Hilarious, bro.
You know what's funny to me?
I knew exactly what you
were that shit. You was linked up on the couch like, you close, nigga. You was at the pool, I let you sit in that joke. You was close, my bad.
I had to get you was in your moment. I had to let you get it. Hey,
let me go ahead and let you do that.
Hey, niggas, they go home, they go home, they go home. Bro, hilarious.
That
thing.
So hard, bro.
What? I got a mute problem. Every time you talk shit, you trying to come up shit.
That shit, that was good.
Yeah.
You did it?
Yeah.
Well,
this is made out of Rice
Krispies
treats.
Wow. Shit, the Chico, fuck you, babe. Look at that. Shit. All that shit, boy. Get that.
Music.
You know Santiago?
That shit is, though.
That shit is fucking. I respect
you. You got snacks like that, I'll be in your Cougar living room. I'll be in a Cougar living room in real life. Eating all the snacks and drinking all the free
stuff. It's red velvet and vanilla.
Okay, thank you, baby.
How long did it take you to
see? She looks so good, we don't even want to eat.
I started the little dude. It took him a week to actually.
Hey, Ryan!
It's a little food because his hands kept.
After this, we all got to eat some cake. Bring the cake to the meet and greet. So that way we can make sure it all get eaten.
Okay.
I got this one, Josh. Come on, man. Come on. Hey, I was about to add that like a little
bit too, man. Shut up.
I did a group and nigga, I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh my lord.
I got groupies too though.
Okay.
Got some love.
Alright, send by the time. You got everything in this one. I'm just snapping away.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.